majority of conflicts, whether political or personal or aesthetic, are over what gets to go without saying, what becomes the assumed ground on which official conversations play out. Ron Silman's poems are perpetually compelling, I think, for how they investigate elements of language use that are usually taken for granted in most forms of writing. To quote Chinese Notebook, quote, "Under certain conditions, any language event can be poetry. The question thus becomes one of what are these conditions?" End quote. Okay, so Silman is compelling, and compelling is good. But also, Silman's poems are moving and important, I think. I believe. For how this continual investigation is raised to the highest art through formal innovation and his astonishingly sustained commitment to direct perception and engagement. To quote Toner, "Or else grading restaurants, not by the food, but what you learn walking back to the John, frosted panes here on dawn windows." To paraphrase our reader tonight, introducing a poet is a specific form of behavior. Or another paraphrase, the only thing wrong with Ron Silman's poetry is that there's nothing wrong. It's all abundance, and it's also all precision. For those of us, for those in our audience unfamiliar with the poet, I'm hoping to present, here in this introduction, a few of the lenses I conjure for myself when confronting such a vast, innovative body of work. So here's one angle. Jed Rasula has discussed Silman in conjecture with Ornette Coleman, the great saxophonist, who realized new worlds of artistic possibility when he discovered that, in addition to or instead of playing the right notes, he could also play quote-unquote mistakes. Similarly, it is my conviction that the poet we are about to hear read tonight brings not only poetic quote-unquote mistakes into play in his poems, but also, as far as I can tell, the basic situation of a human writing down poetry is also brought into play, as well as, and I think this is important, the situation of another person reading that poetry. An active, committed intelligence is evoked, situated not only in specific political and social contexts, but also situated in specific sentences and lines. Silman's flashlight sees itself being seen, seeing itself seeing things. Another angle from C.D. Wright, quote, "Of all the language poets, Silman's express line writing was and is the one that stuck to my ribs. It is so thingy, so specific, so formally radical, so hard-headed yet witty, and now and then, in spite of itself, lyric." Maybe one thing I would add to this apt description. If you can keep up with him, listen to how Silman mines the spaces between his sentences slash engagements. Somehow he conjures up wit and lyricism not only in his sentences and lines, but also in the spaces between them. To try to illustrate this really quickly, let me quote from his poem, Demo. "A dog in a muzzle might receive tenure. Note, please, how this joke exploits Canaanism. Note, please, how this line following two iambs in the twist of the trochee turns on a single syllable bite. On March 4th, 1985, I killed my father and slept with my mother. It's February 26th. Punk rock sunglasses frame Mrs. Reagan's face. Diaphragm of the vowel expands and contracts. The logic of mourning is no logic, is complete." Ron Silman was born in 1946 in the great state of Washington. He has written and edited over 20 books, including some of the most important titles of the last 30 years. Janting, The New Sentence in the American Tree, Demo to Ink, and N/O, among others. His excellent memoir, Under Albany, has recently been published by Salt, and his poetics weblog has become a kind of Drudge Report for the poetry section. In fact, in the time it's taken me to read this intro, approximately 1,780 people have clicked onto Silman's blog. Four fights have broken out in the comments field, and at least one person has exposed themselves in one manner or another. But tonight, we are here to listen to a poet who I consider one of the key writers of the last 30 years, one whose poems I turn to when I seek to reinvigorate my notions of form, one whose poems I reread in order to interact with an utterly relentless and committed perceiving intellect. Please join me in welcoming Ron Silman to the Desert City Poetry Slam.
Thank you, Tony. There's no way I can live up to that. I'm going to read a single poem, and there are actually a couple of copies in back. If some of you want to follow along, it's dedicated to four poets, Charles Alexander, Tom Mandel, Tom Marshall, and James Sherry. And the title has been variously described as Zing, Xing, Crossing. And it's, I've never decided. It'll take about 35 minutes. Karaoke Shakespeare. Day awash with rain stains the window. That woman forms the voice of Homer. Simpson. One person's horizon is the next person's limit. Yo, llama, one L or two, comma, nist. Acer palmatum, Japanese maple from Holland, branches bare in midwinter light. Obsessive recitation of detail prefigures legal deposition. My hood crushed into your rear end. The light high atop the freeway as we gather at the shoulder. The river of vehicles slower now is bright flat gray. Grammar of suspended predicates lunges at me with a knife dull as memory. Doesn't everyone? At the edge of sleep, draw back into thought's race. Face of cartoon hero returns as doll. Land of rhino tickles. Rule of thumb versus democracy of fingers. Feeding boys corn checks to a Cajun two-step, each accordion to their own. Grover is the blue one. Elmo the red. More noir than thou. On Shattuck at night, the lone sax can be heard for blocks. After chemo, wear hats. The sun in the rain in Chinatown shines down. Insert file into email. Imagine an image of justice's engine to discourse in everyday life. Not just Visa, Citibank Visa. Icon manager, one pixel at a time. An end to all drought. Structure of bridge visible as theory, arched high over water, invokes toll. Rattle of quake wakes us up. F-15 hits one target in four. Don't sleep for me, Margentina. Brake lights aglow in the distant night. Pan smolders drying on the stove. Wobble of a slow bike as it moves through the mud in the slantwise rain. Right. When you find the alphabet, I admonish a small boy as he crawls for the door. The white sedan flew over the center barrier, flipping and crushing to a stop. Water rushes over the cat in the sink, who in the dream remains dry. Auto lights glow dull in noon rain as lone empty shopping cart rolls downhill across mall lot. One article remains around which organize the sentence. Giant iguana hand puppet nibbles rice cake. Young woman screams at empty park bench bathed by sun. Dog goes taut as you approach. Lungs filled with fluid provoke a cough that doubles you over. Song of washer spewing water suds into the pantry sink. Second hand times cooking of quick Quaker oats. Hillary plays in the dream plays a mean guitar. Font manager, beta site. This notebook, missing from my desk, moment of panic, is part of the process. Once a Zura or two, found amid the bibs in the nook. I sit in the dark in my favorite chair, holding a small boy who in turn holds a bottle fiercely to his lips. Eggs boil hard, rattling in copper bottom pot. Winds from the east push, fog from the coast. Billy goats suck at their mama's tits standing up. Pig poops wide and green and doesn't stop walking. A new med to deflate the blood. On the bus, a small boy, not mine, sings loudly old Ramones hit, I Wanna Be Sedated. He's grown now, 15 years hence. My eyes adjust slowly to the light. A nook in which to write carved into the kitchen. Sight of an ambulance at the edge of the wreck. While we sleep, it rains. Tall Korean lady barber trims my beard, then glides the razor along mustache rim. Serious soul, I sit to sense blood pulsing in my veins. A fortress of debris and doorway, of shut-down dive shop bordered by shopping carts, is his home. Walk briskly in the rain. Sinus swell, suffocating brain pressed into skull. Frost on window gathers, drips. Your name engraved forever in the baseball encyclopedia, called third strike in your lone at bat. Bob to the max. My name is a verb. One imagines words as on a screen, pixels shimmering as they scroll out of sight into a space of pure memory. Bag lady stops to tell me of her twins. Street lamps illumine boulevard of restaurants, bookshops, cafes. Odors of tomato, pesto mingle before pizza parlor's screen door. Yell shower in a crowded theater. Point on the horizon at which we anticipate the sun. Cloud scraps break up the sky. I bend to retrieve card drop from magazine. In Old Town Antioch, a man sits high in old oak on an otherwise vacant block to protest or prevent its removal for construction of new senior tower. All power flickers in the T-storm. Lights, camera, factions. Women on the news wear red. Sinus says, more morning music. My head instead of an onion. Offshore by subtext hidden in the margin, I blinks. After the storm, eucalyptus branches clutter the streets. Wind chimes disassemble atop a garden mound. Van for a wheelchair sports stickers for the Grateful Dead. Analog twist of hours computes the day. Low sky blurs at horizon, foretelling rain. Birdsong in background of New Guinea folk recording. Disentangling dried snot from hairs of my nose. When, at last, his lover died, he missed just one day of work rather than tell them. Uncontrollable itching. Snow covers the slopes, covers all aspects and surfaces of Mount Diablo, visible for miles beneath the low, almost metallic clouds. I moved an egg around in my dream last night, says Grenier, blinking. The margins are falling, the margins are falling. A kind of cold with a sour taste never quite gets out of your mouth. 10 typing turtles. Office symbolism to gain a view of the parking lot. Quark it. Repo Depot. West of the hills, the culture is urban. Not just that the airplane sputtering landed on the freeway, but that it did so in the wrong direction. Alone in his crib, he lies, sobbing, molar pushing through. Radio in the next room declares, rug business must close today. Plum trees, petals fall, false snow over redstone walk. Right town, wrong cult. Baby Bop wakes up. Artificial carnation woven around auto antenna. On his break, supermarket produce worker, large gray-haired man in a blue apron, steps outside to smoke, sitting on the hood of a red quarter-driven children's rocket. What I recall of the dream is the tone, ex-cons negotiating, never knowing who has the gun. In the casket, Popeye Jackson, no sign anywhere of the bullet hole in his face. At twilight, absence of shadow and glare, I spy a painter and photographer preparing to shoot a canvas leaned up against West Berkeley studio wall. What morning means? Pull wipes for dirty bottoms from blue plastic container. Avoid eye contact as you pass singing, psychotic pushing shopping cart, trash bags piled high and atop, gray sleeping cat through the streets. Paragraph is anywhere, both sentence and stanza end together. Not this. Larry oaks across Mission Street in the dream, noonday sun, outside the mom and pop as if waiting for what? Headquarters Davidians. In the small social security office, please take a number. Who stole the fruit mobile? Along La Rue de Steve, the view achieves what labor can't, the pretense of escape. Books seen as a site license. You don't own these words, though fair use is implied. Out of deep read, who will do it? I envision Blake trapped, strapped by coaxial cabling down. Voices lost on the conference call. Let's get the giggles. Old paper shade torn, hanging. We shed those whom we survive until history is only what's recalled, half heard, barely noticed. Large barge slowly pushing up river. Accordions, washboards, and dobros fill the air of the park. mild taste to the alligator sausage. Mirliton is a local squash. Lights define the Algiers sky. I sit cross-legged on a bed too large for one, too far from home. Sparrow trapped in a mall. White chocolate ravioli filled with dark chocolate drizzled with raspberry sauce and powdered sugar to complete a meal of pan roasted shellfish. When I eat high over the city's plain of small houses. A blimp floats, lit by the setting sun. We walk through the warehouse gone gallery district, past a large open tavern, noise of music mixed with voices of broadcast sport. Blue car with the driver's side door bashed in over on the shoulder. Other cars and even a school minibus pulled over. Their occupants huddled now around the person lying in the road well, through the trees and down the embankment, not visible from here but for the thick plume of black smoke. Some other car burned still. Kitsch cult of the blue dog. Tien gallops down the driveway, chasing the noise, shouting, meow. Pound would have an ideogram, child standing by her cat. Hyper nation, a teeter-totter demands teamwork. I demand that the sun rise now. Only us old folks will remember the C prompt. Odd to see such muscle on a homeless man with no shirt. A great back order is order. I rise, bed covers tangled, our bodies tingling, air alive with the odors of sex. Operator, pull the attendants on this conference call. Eggs peek out from the edge of the garden. Old woman appears so small atop the paramedic's gurney. Dog glares silently as I pass his front porch. Code words hidden in low cost or die. Clouds mottled red in the sky by a sun already over the horizon. In 10 minutes, everything in the world is gray and fading. My office furniture strewn along the right field foul line at the Oakland Coliseum. By the time her son reaches the hospital, she's died. My eye instead of an onion. The coffee at Lufkin's Diner, twice boiled, burned blue with mold. Time of year when you don't like to leave your car parked all night under the plum tree. He sits on the porch, his pipe doused by the rain, waiting for the sensation of loss to pass. Happy to see her, car alarm yips at her approach. At a distance, one sees birds, flowers stitched into the lace curtains. The problem of address. If I write at a finger's touch, you come, who does the reader think I mean? Cattle exing high, dull sky. Before surgery, one fasts. Themes weave. You, the reader, whichever, wave a slow, distracted gesture high over your head as if unsure I can see you from this rocking barrel, curious as to my destiny as it approaches the precipice at the margin. Waves roar, drowning my call. One section of the stands after another rising, then sitting, game within the game. Tamed by Milton, I lie on mother's head, literalist in his dream life. At night, I tape a patch over my right eye before I sleep. Finches in the fuchsia, after all these years, signal a shift in the immediate ecology. On Kite Hill at the waterfront park, gusts of wind twisting those brightly colored banners, I see Sam out walking his two shepherd blend pups, the one with the limp nearly a year beyond its massive stroke, stutter in its bark. There's a lot of bastards out there. Boy looks up whenever he hears a plane fly past. Drama, dairy. Because she was a medical professional, she thought she understood the implications of intestinal scarring. And since it had already taken two surgeons to repair the nick inadvertently made at the time of her C-section, when the abdominal pains began months later, her husband brought her to the emergency room of the hospital she herself worked in and told the ER doctors they feared an obstructed bowel, but were instead told as they admitted her and hooked her up to a Demerol IV drip. Her symptoms more perfectly fit a gallbladder problem, which they could begin treating the very next day, so that that when the night nurse saw her pulse racing at 148 beats per minute, respiratory at 32, her skin cool to the touch, she did not recognize the symptoms of the cold stage of septic shock, nor did the doctor on morning rounds who failed even to read her chart, so that it was the tech who came to update the IV who noticed she'd stopped breathing. But by then, the massive heart attack brought on by shock had killed her, leaving a husband and an infant boy who will never have even a memory of his mother. "Great," says the doctor, shining the blue light right into my eye. I wake from a dream I can't remember, filled with emotions I can't explain but to name them. The refrigerator growls on, "Chap, in knees." Maypole echoes from page 1. Specificity of the dream. Cousin whose name I never remember writes also, so we join families to visit a third Cajun-flavored part of the clan back in the thick pine woods where you must harvest what you burn for heat, so I'm carrying a hatchet, but one so small it fits entirely inside my shirt pocket. 2 rooms down, someone is thrashing in his crib. In the dream, the twins are dressed as buffalo in costumes too good for Halloween. Clouds scattered across the night sky, visible only to the degree they reflect the lights of the city. Geography of this dream has a logic I struggle to fathom, a string of high-rise hotels that stretch from Outer Geary to the park. I stare deep into the blank page, waiting for words to come. Down the steps in the dark basement where Uncle Tootie sits, spitting tobacco juice into a bucket. All summer long, I hear, from a little radio atop the ironing board, the voice of Russ Hodges, my Giants. The past is perfect as it hardens into number. "Feminazis," shouts the stout radio fascist, no prefix needed. "When this you hear, the time for fear is hard upon us." "Whoa, big fella," says Big Bird, Carol Spinney, to his broomstick horse, layers of belief to hold in suspension. Noticing how Big Bird never moves his right wing except for certain distance shots in which he doesn't open his beak or move his head, I begin to wonder if Bob Dole isn't also a Muppet. Cuticle torn down the side of the nail. Old storm clouds start to dissolve or appear to when really the center's merely pushed east. Mockingbird sings constantly, obsessively rapid bursts of trills, yodels, chirps. Summer nest atop the heat vent of the little house built behind the duplex next door. I realize now that the reason I never fought as a kid, at least never fought back, was that to lash out, pummel, to punch, was to lose control. But to lose control was to be like my grandmother, a prospect far scarier than a few bruises or a moment's humiliation. First plum drops from the tree. The terror of the dream lies in its logic. Translate this into Cyrillic. "Is tchotchka a word?" my middle manager asks. Only when I notice the nest do I realize the house itself has been abandoned. "Dear Chris, it's 5:15 a.m. Feverish, the small boy lays limp in my arms as we watch the NBA playoff game slip into double overtime. Bang, snap, crack. Color photo of a young Bosnian man, read Muslim, and his Serb, read Orthodox, girlfriend shot dead in the streets of Sarajevo. They never knew what hit them. They expect everyone to be crazy. We shall not disappoint them. The new trifocals bring the right eye back into play post-op for the first time in 18 months, and I realize I'd forgotten just what depth perception is. Tunnel effect of this corridor, dizzying drop to the ground. Faith, hope, and parody. I become aware of every blade of grass, each leaf on every tree as I make the long drive home. Daddy Longlegs ambles up the side of the bookcase. In the mirror, pores become craters, my beard a forest of red and white, half-dreams tucked into the last crevices of sleep before dawn. Between Malcolm and porn, the name of the letter changes. At first, walking forms an experiment, legs spread wide for balance. Now, a goose step. Now, on tiptoes. The cat, Orange, leaps from rooftop to fence. A beautiful woman in a spring dress runs past. One morning, you never wake up, but are cold still, so that later that day your friends gather in what used to be your living room, quiet, red-eyed, knowing not quite what to say, while the radio throws classical music, some piece of orchestral bombast that I ought really to have recognized, off the painted walls in this exercycle on which sits an 8-year-old boy trading insults with a linguist over the verbal figure of compost. When the doorbell rings and in walks Bob Gluck with a cake saying, "Jews bring food." Smoke twists, distant in the air, which up close rages warehouse fire. An exact landscape onto which ventriloquist to throw emotion. These are the Alps. The essence of dance is fundraising. A strip of restaurants and bookstores and one cinema. An argument that society is possible through a metaphor of commerce. Crossing the intersection just before the sun sets, calculating what these westward drivers can, cannot see, snow on the Oakland Hills right down to San Pablo Avenue, and the airport where the Greyhound station used to be forms a dream of unreadiness as I gather 102 pieces of mail. Form in Chinese. The muscles you develop in ankles and calves driving all day. Often as I arrive at the hill's crest, peak of the Dublin grade, fog's just dissolving into a steamy, brilliant light toward which I then descend. But, diffuse as it is, where I can never quite arrive. Whoever writes, rides, raiding words from a storehouse of possible intent that, regardless of the use, the sheer number of interventions never starts to dwindle. Sound of ice shifting as it melts in my glass. Imagine another scale flows in the North Atlantic. In the dream, I've written an entire paper explaining the future of his work to the point where poetry and philosophy become one, which I then roll up and stick into a pipe that leads down into the molten earth. His, in this sentence, implies I know who he is, which I do not. As if the nominal would be Xong. Through the fence, the cool of great white flesh slurps forward to grasp the offered celery stalk from the small fingers of a boy, giving thanks with a snort and a soft moo. The vowels are not what they seem, what we seem. A dream of exotic insects flies with a bright red collar of small secondary wings about their throats that extended permit them to hover as long tubes reaching up they suckle from the mother. Grand armada of evening traffic stopped dead behind bright blue pickup engulfed in flames. He pulls the neck of his t-shirt down to reveal the pacemaker's scar. A new rhythm means a new day. Buddhist tattoo artist, room in which four of these women have been my lover. Ms. P, who has not, says of Mr. G, his cock was so long and thin, his cum so watery. Eck, scream 50,000 fans, garbed in green and gold. Eck, 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 says Bill the Cat. To prosper, rise, or prevail, to become popular. To calm a toddler's panic, I tell the story of the little girl who wanted to be a dancer who, each day after school, ran home turning cartwheels and flips through the living room until at last she landed atop the soft sofa standing on her head. Fever blister blooms atop my lower lip. The meaning of morning assigned before dawn is transformed by the addition of light. Depending on the length of the eye, orangutan, raw fish or meat, punishment, also a surname. Elegantly, delicately, the gorilla peels the banana, eating the meat in a single bite, then eating the peel. Only now, noticing the word formal on the banquet invite, he phones frantically to his wife to FedEx the tux. At the base of the heroic sculpture in the shadows of the Federal Trade Commission, the shoeless, homeless, sleeping man looks so small. Foster Farm Corn Dogs, official corn dogs of the Oakland A's. Used to the too bright jigsaw public sculpture of Jean Dubuffet, we fail to notice across three decades prior the advance of ideas, to go on foot, Xing Xian, sail a boat, Xing Xi, assassinate, Burkett and Swift and 3 days of if, tow truck, small house of beautiful with beautiful roses, red, yellow, yellow, orange, but a lawn half dead, gone to weed, 2 megabyte picked file, hearing on the radio how the big rig hit the car, jackknife and burned, its load of pink cans exploding, red, yellow, green, all over the road, I cut over to the frontage road, old highway before this highway was built, taking 10 extra minutes max to get to work, arriving 1 hour ahead of most of my friends. The delicacy of the elephant's trunk, grasping straw, curling it up into its mouth. On sleepless nights, I rise and try the couch, roll over, unable to straighten my legs, hear a distant freight train's whistle, watch a passing car's headlights diffuse in the fog, sense the great factory of inner organs work to digest a heavy meatloaf, listen as my sons toss about in their cribs in their own unquiet sleep. Try to reconstruct not the dream, but its logic. To get to San Francisco City College, I go in the opposite direction, through Chinatown in the rain. The book abandons you, heartless, hard. You will never be new to this page again. But we will always have had that paragraph, this phrase, the way these words sweat together. Depot man, hot spares, spur top sails, blocks drop from the sky in groups of four as their speed accelerates in Tetris. Big dog hurls himself against fence, singing at our approach. Airplane at sunset rises, rising high overhead, catches the last flash of sun. Connotation, amortization table, giant turtle sandbox, reorg or deorg, which one? Encyclopedia of shadows, an elephant never regrets. Promote evanescence. What is less decorous than parking garage elevator? Xing Hai, human skeleton, the body. Sun sets just over the freeway. When I sleep, I sleeps. The convergence of the three axes of entry and movement where the building joins, the city determines the phenomenological center of the building. A 5-story skylit court, 60 feet in diameter, catching the light like a giant gigantic lantern. In the first Jackson Square alley, a young African-American homeless man, arms of a weightlifter, sorts through bags of trash in a dumpster for something to add to his overburdened shopping cart, quietly singing a gospel hymn in some Al Green falsetto, while in the next alley a second young man compulsively twists his neck and scratches a short beard over and over as if tormented by lice. All this as twilight deepens, long shadows of day dissolving into the short mercury lamp shadows of night. When your legs start to go, line breaks become more brittle. House lights down. Attention turns to that lone wood chair stage left. On the freeway, clusters of cars adopt pack behavior. Big dog at the lead. A form of focus so temporary, it's dissolved before you notice. One thin red roadster weaving more rapidly through the group until it gets that long, empty stretch and roars out. Highway patrol in hot pursuit. Fatherhood, soon to be a major motion. In the dream I suck your breast so hard I wake up, half the cubicles empty the day after the reduction in force. At night the sound of rain hard against the driveway tells of the change in seasons. A curfew in the dream leads us back through streets where different cities' people have congealed. Scan head sets the sampling grid. Punder stood. Stanley Kunitz's daughter speaks of her own ectopic pregnancy. Embalmer's text entitled Body Language. Brown shoes with gray slacks. Sun bloats setting into the toxic sky. At night, shadows without a light source larger than the face of a small clock magnify these half-illumined shapes. I lose sight of the date. Wingtips atop the dining room table glisten. Listen how the baby breathes as he sleeps. Xing Tai, form, shape, pattern. Xing Ti, shape of a person's body. Chain to lock the oven shut. Fifth syllable, sixth sent. Don't cry, Big Bird. Trench the cable. 1-800-PIN-DROP. Flames jumping canyons. Houses that burst like bubbles. Cows stampeding into the street. Let's brand our intangibles as best we can. I wander through the long office trying to imagine what it would be to work here. I hear the approaching car's brakes before I notice the purr of its engine. Descent into the valley of decent people. And if the roads were ever made wide enough to accommodate all these people, we'd just add population to clog it all again. Who can tell the denser from the figure of the dense? Futured hence, plastic pony frozen in its prance stands abandoned atop the toy drum. Licorice taste of Mexican marigold mint, basil gone black after sudden fall frost. Culture in which owls are seen as predators, pests. Have you taken your eyeball out yet? In the dream, not a dream, you look so small in the industrial strength, all metal hospital crib, mist of the oxygen tent under the examination lights throwing its eerie glow. You are splintered literally just to keep the IV in place. The look on your face as they search finally 1, 2, 3 separate veins before they get the needle in. One of sheer pain and fear right into my eyes as only at 21 months you can. Big C, little C, what begins at C? Am I right? Am I writing? Down by the Brazos mud, soft air thick with the first frost, you explain the process of milling sorghum, Paul's epistle to the Cartesians. Jerry Estrin's laugh still rings in my head. I sit at a desk in my brother's house. Dear Cliff, it's 4:37 a.m. here in Waco, Texas, where down the block Jim runs a one-man dental lab from an RV in his garage. What then? When is a poem not a poem? Here. Now, the cat, bat, sparrow's corpse about the porch. If the room is familiar, the dream is not. Raccoons at the cat's bowl out on the deck. Rolling pins for Play-Doh. An extra layer of blankets will deepen the dream. Poem in which my name assumes the role of code. Winter means sunset in mid-afternoon. Imperialism of night. Dysplasia suggests the possibility of plasia, the unmarked case. To examine oneself critically, to sober up, to come to, mood or desire, apricot to blow one's nose, itching to the point of screaming in the middle of the night, Plato's Republic. Above three-fourths of the moon forms an imperfect circle, traffic reporter's biplane winking in the dark. Explain the tugboat. By analogy to what? A boy moans with consciousness. In the flickering newsreel, Oswald, shot, groans as he slumps to the parking lot floor. You twist as I slip my cock inside. As this blood returns to my hands, first the fingers tingle, then the palms grow warm. Roar of the fire truck still inside its station makes its departure appear infinitely slow. The new hystericism privileges a past it can only invent. 800-pound gorilla pisses on each committee at the edge of the glade. Even once the rain stops, one hears it still, falling from what leaves still cling to the half-naked Japanese plum. As turnots swarm maggot-like about the broken telescope, I flip the circuit breaker back on and without realizing it fry my hard disk. At night, little boys jump from their cribs with a resounding thump, the line elastic, perfect for catching bears. Lotions and diapers and boys, oh my, oceans and hybrids and stairs, my gut instead of an onion. Call me email. Bill Moyers rapt attention. What passes for intellectual content? The lights flicker, the descent beckons. In Russia, to rhyme, true nouns is a sign either of irony or stupidity. Zing you, sexual desire. Good fortune, rejoice, I hope, of a monarch arrive. Sir, family, or clan name. A conspiracy of theories. Microclimates of the skin, the plural of mouse, the plural of house, blackbirds in a bare tree, a line and jammed is a line enjoined, man in hand, cuffs in front of the supermarket. When this you see, Xmas tree, RC lion roars. The A in H, the E in X, and E in T lingers in the ear, clear concealed, the con of consonant. Old clock ticks loud as a metronome, god of our mantle. Tram, Pauline of the heart twists at the limit of flight, height at which gravity grasps back hard. In the dream, old choices dance anew, teaspoon of meds for the young guy. I sit at this small kitchen table before the children wake. Thank you.